AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The AP has learned from officials that a draft proposal calls for Iran to cut its centrifuges, which are key developing nuclear weapons material, from 10,000 to 6,000, leaving far more than the 500 to 1,500 first envisioned by the White House. House Foreign Affairs Committee is hearing from administration officials on the negotiations. New York Democrat Elliot Engel says there is a need to make sure Iran can't back out of any agreement.
Iran's leaders don't deserve an ounce of trust. We need very strong safeguards.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's foreign minister met today in Switzerland, their fourth straight day of talks. 18 tourists among the 23 people dead in yesterday's attack on a museum in Tunisia. Officials say two gunmen are also among those killed, close to 50 other people wounded. AP's Angela Charlton reports from Paris that security officials are looking for others who might have been involved.
The authorities are still trying to determine who was behind this, and they are looking for two or three possible accomplices.
A Spanish man and a pregnant Spanish woman hid in the museum all night. They were found this morning by security forces. Authorities are trying to determine a motive for an ex-convict's rampage that left one person dead, five others wounded in suburban Phoenix.
There was some type of altercation or at least an argument at the very first incident. And that's at the motel. Everything else seemed to be random at that point. We believe his motive at the other locations was robbery and carjackings and just trying to get away.
Mesa police spokesman Esteban Flores. The rampage included a motel shooting, a carjacking, a home invasion, ending with the suspect's arrest at an apartment. Number of people filing for jobless claims held steady last week. Labor Department says applications for unemployment rose slightly by 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 291,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 69. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is telling federal agencies to cut their greenhouse gas emissions.
Later this morning, President Obama will sign an executive order targeting emissions of heat-trapping gases blamed for global warming. And the White House says a number of major companies that do business with the federal government will also announce commitments to cut their emissions as well. The Obama administration has been working to show it's taking action here at home in hopes of spurring other countries to do the same. The U.S. and other nations will soon unveil their national contributions to a global climate treaty that's due to be finalized this December in Paris. Matt Small, Washington.
Two of the four number one seeds in the NCAA men's basketball tournament start play today. Overall, number one Kentucky has a game with Hampton in Louisville, while Villanova goes up against Lafayette in Pittsburgh. There are 16 games on the schedule today. The first, Notre Dame at Northeastern. It tips off shortly after noon Eastern time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.